following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. As someone who dislikes sharing their thoughts and always saying, I don't know, this podcast is meant to showcase my opinions and my top 10 lists. Join me, DJ Opinion, as I talk about a new list every episode, ranging from my top 10 favorite songs to my top 10 fears. Welcome back to episode 3 of POV My Top 10. This week's episode, I'm going to be talking about my top 10 fears/phobias. According to the American Psychological Association, fear is defined as a rational reaction to a potentially dangerous event or object. Phobias, however, are irrational fears triggered by either a specific or general event or item. Number 10 on my list is entomophobia, or the fear of insects. I really hate thinking about how many legs they have, or just the fact that they can fly around me or crawl. I really hate insects and bugs like ants, cockroaches, moths, centipedes. Just thinking about them will creep me the heck out. I will literally start screaming at the top of my lungs if I see one crawling at me. The biggest thing that I'm worried about is being infested by bugs and insects. I don't want to see my house with ants, cockroaches, or things like that, so I could never live in the countryside. I hope to never ever see any of those bugs in my house, or I will burn it down. Number 9 on my list is the fear of abandonment. I'm not really sure where this one stemmed from, maybe from my childhood, but I really have a fear of dying alone or being alone, and this causes me to get attached easily to people, both physically and emotionally. I really need constant reassurance in all of my relationships. I am hypersensitive to criticism. I also aim to please the people in my relationships. I really need to feel security in all of my friendships and relationships too. This is a fear that I'm working on improving and trying to overcome it by practicing mindfulness and self-kindness on myself and telling myself that people really do love me and that I don't need the constant reassurance that not everybody hates me or is gonna leave me sometime in the future. For many people, this may seem kind of weird, but I have a fear of bromotectilophobia, or the fear of foods mixing. I really don't enjoy foods that don't mix together. I always say foods that don't mix should not be mixed together, and I really get upset when the cafeteria food, when they scoop food for me and it just mixes together, the sauce from the meat soaks up into the rice and it gets onto the bread that I eat, or if I have pasta and all the sauce just soaks into my garlic bread, it just ruins the taste, and the texture of having soggy bread is just so gross to me. I'm also a picky eater, so it makes sense, I guess, having space in between my food on the plate. And to me, it just looks nicer, I guess, having separated areas for my food. I also can't stand certain textures, so when certain foods and sauces make my other foods soggy, it just causes like a sensory overload and just ruins my meal. Number 7 on my list is aquaphobia, the fear or dislike of crowds. This case, I don't like big mob-like crowds where you could get injured if somebody were to cause a surge in the crowd. I don't like the fact that I'm trapped. If I'm in that crowd in the middle, I could get pushed forward since I'm so small, and I could get trampled. Whenever I'm walking through a big crowd with a group of friends, I always have to hold someone's hand or hold on to their backpack or something so I don't get trampled or freaking lost in the crowd. That's like one of my worst fears, is trying to look for someone in a crowd while I'm lost. I lost my friends at an amusement park once, and it took me forever to find them. And during that time, there was so much anxiety in me. I just couldn't stop running, looking for them and calling their names because I didn't have a cell phone then. Luckily, I found them though. Number 6 on my list is the fear of confrontation. I really get a lot of anxiety and stress when I have to confront somebody about something, and it's to the point where I won't speak up about my own needs, making me unhappy. And I think another reason why I don't like confronting people is that I feel inferior, to the point that I feel as though other people's needs are higher than mine. I have been working on ways recently to overcome this fear of confrontation. I've been writing down what the problem is that I have, how I feel about the situation and the problem, and what I want from that other person in order to fix that problem or help me with that problem. It's definitely not easy, but I'm working through it and trying to figure out ways on how to get over this fear of confrontation. Number 5 on my list is aticophobia, or the fear of failure. And according to verywellmind.com, the fear of failure is an irrational and persistent fear of failing, which sometimes this fear may emerge in response to a specific situation, and in other cases may be related to other mental health conditions. This fear of failing definitely stems from my childhood. I underestimate my own abilities in order to avoid feeling like I've let myself down. I tell people that I am bad at things in order to lower their expectations. I have pretty poor motivation. If something is too hard for me or involves learning something new, I tend to give up and I self-sabotage myself. I also am ashamed and feel worthless if I fail others. This fear of failure definitely has an impact on my life, and I'm trying to take in control of that right now. Number 4 on my list is FOMO, or the fear of missing out. This fear of missing out causes me to wonder all the time, am I missing out on life? Am I not having as much fun or experiencing this so-called life better than anyone else? I feel as though I could be doing something better with my life, you could say, and seeing things on social media with people going out all the time or having friends that hang out all the time makes me kind of feel a sense of helplessness that I'm missing out on something more. And I know that I should probably delete social media for a while, so I will get to that eventually, and hopefully that will help me get over my fear of missing out. Number 3 on my list is arachnophobia, a pretty common phobia that many people have, the fear of spiders. I hate seeing them on the walls, crawling on the walls, especially if they're above my head and I know I can't reach it. That's one of my biggest fears. If they're below me, then I could easily just squish it and it'd be okay. I hate big spiders too. Tarantulas and the sorts. I don't think I could ever live in Australia seeing those big spiders. I've seen videos of houses with spiders that cover like the entire doorway. That scares me. And when people go to kill a spider and the spider is actually pregnant and all the babies just spawn out crawling everywhere, that gives me the creeps. I get so much anxiety from that. My skin starts crawling. The feeling of spider webs is also really gross, which makes me hate spiders even more. Number two on my list is basophobia or acrophobia. Basophobia is the fear of falling, and acrophobia is the fear of heights. Neither of them, which are extreme for me, but the combination of them, which is the fear of falling from a height, I guess, is what gets me really anxious. I hate looking down from spiral staircases for the fear that I'll fall down the whole entire way down the staircase. I hate certain balconies that look over really tall areas. Those make me really anxious. I also really hate the stairs that have holes in between each steps because I think that somehow I'm gonna slip and fall through them. So I start panicking, I get really shaky, and I start sweating. I have to grip the railing every time I'm going up the stairs. Just thinking about falling from a certain height makes me super anxious. Last but not least on my list is trypophobia, or the fear of small patterns and holes. I get super anxious. I start feeling itchy. I start sweating, and it gets hard for me to breathe if I look at them for too long. I really don't like holes in flesh, or sometimes certain cells, how they look, and sometimes even honeycomb. And depending on the holes and the severity of it, the pattern, it can give me an anxiety attack. I'm not really sure why, but this fear just drives me insane. I get so scared every time I see it on an image. So please don't ever show me any images with small holes and patterns, or I will start panicking. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode about my top 10 fears. Join me next week as I'll talk about my top 10 favorite desserts that I like to eat.